Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking in the book of Matthew, chapter number 24, at some signs of the coming of the Lord. Yesterday we began in verse number 32, where the Bible declares, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender, and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh." As we looked at our thought yesterday, we saw that the fig tree was the political sign. It was a sign of political Israel, and of course the rebirth of the Israeli state. And we saw that actually come to pass, 1948. And the scripture said about that event that when you see this thing happen, that summer is nigh. Now note that tree didn't say put forth fruit, but rather put forth leaves. Well, the same is true today, that there's abundance of leaves, but there's no fruit. Israel is in their unbelief and rejects Christ as their Messiah, as their Savior. But the Bible says that this is a sign of these last days. And when we see this sign, it's a sign that the church age is about run its course, and that the rapture is imminent, and that God is about to begin his end time dealing with the Jewish people once again. As a matter of fact, the scripture says in our verse today, the Bible says in verse 34, "This generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled." This generation. Now look at this. It refers to, of course, this generation. I believe it refers to a literal generation. In the previous chapter 23, verse number 36, there, when Christ used the term a generation, he was talking to that generation. He was talking to, it was a literal generation. So if it was a literal generation in chapter 23, that it must be a little literal generation in chapter 24. So we believe it was a little generation, but if he was not speaking to that generation in Matthew 24, who was he speaking to? Well, if he was not speaking to that generation that was his audience, he must have been speaking to the generation that would see the fig tree bud, and so that would witness the rebirth of the state of Israel, and that's you and I. And so by the grace of God, we have seen that sign, and what a sign it was. The writers of old, sometimes I'll pick up an 1800 book, 1800s preacher, and read after him, and they talk about the return of the Jew and how that soon that they're going to return. Of course, you and I, looking back on history, know that that happened, and we know that it is still happening. And yet the scripture does not give us the date, does not give us an exact time, but rather just says the season. You know, there is, if you study out the book of Daniel and you study out the Exodus back to the Holy Land, you could calculate right up to the time of the crucifixion. And it's true also with the coming of the Antichrist, the man of sin. You can calculate it. You can calculate from the time that the abomination desolation is revealed until the coming of the Lord the second time. You can calculate that. But you know, to the church, God has never given us times. He's never given us dates. You see, the church is the heavenly people. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. God uses the yardstick of a generation, and this is to keep us from fixing dates, because he cautioned and said, "Of that day and hour no man knoweth, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So while I can't say that the Lord is coming next week or next month, I can say he may come today, because we're to believe in the imminent return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture says, when we see these things come to pass, we know that summer is nigh. May I say, it's even at the door today. Father, help us to believe and help us to watch the eastern sky for your soon return. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.